This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 2, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Chance of showers today, temperatures in the mid-80s. Marblehead firefighters battled a smoky fire at the town's transfer station yesterday afternoon. The station is located on Woodfin Terrace off of Beacon Street. The Essex, Danvers, Salem, and Hamilton fire departments provided assistance to Gloucester firefighters battling a three-alarm brush fire on Monday. The Lynn Fire Department drone unit, Gloucester Police, and DPW responded to the scene as well, as did Beauport Ambulance Service. And the Daily Item is reporting that the Lynn Fire Department responded to 10 fires last weekend. Calls included 2 house fires, 7 outdoor fires, and a car fire. The Salem News is reporting that a man died of suspected drowning at Pavilion Beach in Ipswich on Sunday. The police have not ruled out a possible medical episode as the cause of death. Salem News is also reporting that a Charlestown man was sentenced Monday to 29 to 39 years in state prison for the 2019 kidnapping and rape of a former North Shore woman. 42-year-old Victor Pena had been found guilty last week. And a Lynn woman and her baby were struck by a hit-and-run driver Monday on South Common Street. The Item is reporting that Lynn police took the victims to Salem Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Don't forget to check back at MSO News Sports throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat the Astros last night in Houston 3-2. Game 2 of the series is this evening. The Lynn City Baseball Series for 12-year-olds was won by Wes Lynn, topping East Lynn, last year's champion, with a 7-4 score last night. And the Daily Item of Lynn is reporting that Linfield native and girls basketball standout Kate McDonald will be headed to Dartmouth next year. She is about to start her senior year at New Hampton School in New Hampshire. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us today on North Shore Today.